Jesus tells his disciples, "Do not worry." And later he asks, "Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest?" Not only is the act of worrying valueless, as Jesus points out, but psychologists John Forsyth and George Effort tell us that controlling our worries, anxieties, and fears are also futile and exacerbate them. They formulated ACT, A-C-T therapy, to assist people who suffer from worry, anxiety, and fear. It has three steps. ACT. A is to accept. Accept worries, fears, and anxieties as just part of life. C is to choose a direction in life. Identify one's values in life and what one's life is to stand for. And T is to take action. Take those steps towards realizing the valued life goals. And if we do that, then instead of having a life full of controlling our anxieties and worries, we'll have a meaningful life. ACT's premise is that trying to control our worries, anxieties, and fears exacerbates them. Once the cycle of struggle and control is set into action, it can take over our life. It becomes a cycle of the struggle and the control of our worries, anxieties, and fears. When we look more closely at people's lives, we find that significant pain and struggle are companions that we all must take on the road to a vital life. The good news is that we're free to choose how we respond and what we do with our emotional upset and pain when we feel it. For instance, in this church, a significant part of our liturgy is taking the joys and concerns. We give our joys and concerns to God and share them with each other so that we are free from that worry anymore. We can trust that God takes care of those things for us. And in my own life recently, in the last 6 months, it's been, actually it's been more than 8 months now that Bruce has been very ill. And I brought to you my concerns. And it's been uplifting to have this community of my family, church family, share with me my concerns. And he's remarkably lived. I mean, he wouldn't have lived, I don't believe, if we hadn't had all those prayers. He was in intensive care for 6 weeks. So it's a real great joy to know that when we let go and let God and we bring our concerns to each other and we lift each other's concerns up, that it heals us. Some of our worries and anxieties and fears are often about having enough money, wealth, and security. And Jesus tells his disciples to seek first the kingdom of God, and God will take care of their needs. That's quite a call to trust in God, but it also is a call to action. Instead of worrying about what to eat or to wear, focusing on taking action to benefit others is a positive step in creating a life of value. Jesus calls them to sell their possessions and give to the poor, and he further admonishes them that where their treasure is, their heart is also. Abundant life is not about what we have. It's not about what we get. It's not about what we claim. Ultimately, abundant life is about what we receive as a gift from God and to live knowing we are stewards of the blessings of God. Furthermore, stewardship is not measured by what we have received, but what we have given. At the end of the day, perhaps that is how we know we have an abundant life. When we have shared our life with others, when we have enough of the blessings of God, mercy, peace, love, grace, and wisdom to share with others, and then actually do it. And that's when we truly have abundant life. And as Carol just told us, share your spark. Amen.